Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special Connectivite. I'm Scott Thompson. Today, I'm joined by JP Corbin.
Hey, everybody.
Zach Miller.
Talking about the Xbox One reveal, right?
Yep, this is all this is about.
Nice.
And Patrick Barnett.
I think we need to mix in some PS4 in there as well.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about those a little bit at the end, depending on how long the Nintendo stuff goes, because there is some worthwhile stuff to talk about there.
The ball kicking.
But the bulk of this is about the Nintendo Direct that was aired today. Poorly. Lots of buffering.
It wasn't
really
that bad.
I watched it after I got up and everybody else had watched it. That was cool.
I watched it on the eShop a couple hours afterward, and there was no issue there.
Oh, did you? Yeah, well, yeah, once it was over, it was fine, but, like, I mean, let's start with that. So, you've got, like, the E3 Nintendo, like, this, like, dedicated E3 website that Nintendo's created, and it's got this countdown for when the thing's gonna begin, and then, like, it hits zero, and the page starts to refresh, and I don't know about you, JP, I don't know where you watched it, but trying to watch there, the player never even came up. The page kept trying to refresh.
Me neither. That was the same thing. If I hadn't been in the Skype chat with all the other staff people, I would have not been able to watch it at all, because that's where I saw the link to the joystick one, which was where I finally watched it.
Right. So then I went to the joystick one, and even that one
it was bad.
It was buffering a lot. So then eventually on Twitter I saw people saying that the UK feed was actually much better, so I watched a UK feed of the Nintendo Direct, and it was perfect.
The thing with that is, like, apparently the UK feed didn't have, like, dates or anything, so I had to, like, correct people. Because, like, the North American feed had, like, you know, Donkey Kong, November, Mario, December, where, so like, there were people who didn't realize that those games were coming when they were, because...
Right. You know. I realized that when I watched it again. I watched it again on my Wii U when I got home, just to jot down some notes for this. And, because that first one was at work, so I couldn't really, like, totally focus on it. But rewatching it, I was like, oh, wow, they actually announced a lot of dates. Like, the Wii Fit U, they were just like, it's coming winter sometime. And then for the U.S., it was like, it's definitely coming December.
What I will say, what you notice from the Direct and some of the other press materials they've let out is, well, the Direct may not have been great. There's a Nintendo-published game every month for the rest of the year, which... I mean, that's something.
Across both platforms, yeah.
Well, on Wii U, I mean.
Oh, just on Wii U?
What's in July?
Actually, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about July. But isn't... yeah.
Well, when does a game in Wario? Is that the end of June? Or is
that's
July?
June, I think.
Yeah,
June
20th. Which I'm reviewing that
isn't
game.
Isn't Wii U game Party Wario or whatever it is?
Game doesn't count, Scott.
Wii U
you're
Party?
You're not far off.
Is that July?
No, that got pushed back. That
that's
was
November.
One of the,
that's
back.
Yeah, it's November.
October now? October. All right, fine. No, nothing's October. Coming out in July, but August through December, you get a pretty decent lineup.
Well, so let's go through what they talked about. We'll go in the order it was talked about. So they opened with Pokemon X and Y, with the new feature to basically play Nintendogs with your Pokemon.
That's what I thought, too.
Pokemon Ami, and they introduced a new type, the Fairy type. Which does not mean anything to me, but I guess...
It's a super effective against dragons, and it's being retrofitted to several other Pokemon.
Yeah, Jigglypuff is fairy-type now.
I imagine Clefairy and Clefable will
I'm sure, yeah.
Togepi, Togetic, and Togekiss, and wow, I know these names off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I didn't think we had any Poke fanatics on here, but here you are.
Oh, Zach's a big Poke fanatic.
It looks really good, I gotta say. I'm kind of excited about it.
The thing is, I'm surprised they spent so much time on a 3DS game. Especially one that's going
to
sell millions of copies regardless of what they do.
Well, no, they spent... Is that the only one they spent a lot of time on?
I don't think they showed anything else.
Yeah, I guess
that's
true.
They showed Smash Brothers, but we'll get to
that. Yes, they did. They showed a little bit of that.
I mean, they showed Donkey Kong Country Returns 2. Wait, that's a Wii U game, sorry.
It looks great, too.
It does.
We'll get to that. And then they solidified the release date, I think, October 23rd?
I think so.
12th? Isn't it the 12th?
Is it? Well,
I think it's the 12th in North America.
October.
Is it? Okay. Well, either way, they picked the definitive day in October to release it. So there's that. It's good to know it's not been delayed again or anything like that. And it looks good. I mean, it looks like the first real, like, step forward the series has taken in a while.
Yeah, it does.
Even, like, the most recent DS games were, like, they were kind of a move forward, but just not enough. This seems like a real push.
It does, and I like that. Now, I've bought at least one of most of the generation so far, but I'm excited for this one. This one seems like a good one.
Yeah, I think I'll be picking it up.
All the other ones you just bought out of habit. This one you're actually looking forward to.
Yes.
Right. So then after that came our first sort of new game announcement, which was Super Mario 3D World.
Take it away, JP.
Yes. I think I've been very vocal on Twitter and on the forums today declaring my love for this game. It looks a lot like Super Mario 3D Land, except, you know, new content. You got the multiplayer. You got, you know, that cat power-up looks surprisingly good.
It looks kind of awesome, actually, yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys watched the little, like, developer diary that came out later today.
No.
Apart from, well, they show a lot more of, like, the cat Mario. And it actually, like, it does look really cool, and he's kind of adorable in his own way. Like, you can run up and scale, like, any wall, and he, like, pounces on enemies and the claws at them and stuff, and it's actually kind of adorable. Well, I'm sold on Cat Mario.
I mean, yeah, because, really, Nintendo has made a lot of Mario games recently. What? And they've introduced a fair number of new power-ups, but most of them haven't been that good. This one, it like looks useful. It looks really integrated. I really like the look of the cat power-up.
Yeah, I argue that I like a lot of the recent power-ups. I can't think of one that strikes me as not good.
Spring Mario,
the Bee Mario.
I guess Bee Mario is the one.
Spring Mario, I think.
Spring Mario is kind of cool, but he's if you can figure out a way to control him, which is like almost impossible. But if you can, he's kind of cool.
And see, that's the thing. I hope. I mean, I think with these, like the 3D Land and now 3D World, it's gonna fall more like Galaxy, where it's kind of like, well, I guess I don't remember 3D Land that well. You know, in Galaxy, it was like you would get a power up, and it was just for that level, really, and it was like to complete one specific puzzle. It's like you got the fire, and it was limited, and it was just to like break boxes to get something.
That's what this trailer reminds me.
Yeah, 3D Land wasn't like that at all. 3D Land was like more like the older games, where if you had a power up, you could keep it for a long time as long as you didn't get hit.
Okay, well, that's good. I was going to say, I hope, like, Cat Mario is not, like, relegated to just a few specific stages
I'm
or
sure
uses.
They showed a lot of uses for it. I think this is, like, a big part of the game.
Well, it's in the logo. Like, there's a cat tail on the logo.
When I first saw the game, I thought, it's a sequel to 3D Land for the 3DS, because it really does look exactly like it. But then
it has the same style. I mean,
yeah,
it
then
looks
I saw
considerably
the
better on
the
a technical
four players,
level.
And I was like, "Oh, this is kind of like wow, they're actually cribbing from Super Mario Brothers 2." I'm kind of excited about that.
That part I'm really excited about.
They didn't
shy
away from that fact at all. Like,
they made
it known that that is what drew inspiration for that.
And where are the shy guys and the Sniffits?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen Birdo yet.
Yeah, that'll probably be a little surprise for later. I bet there'll be more, like, Mario 2 influence on the game. But, the co-op, as soon as I saw the co-op, I was like, yes. Because, as you guys know, and listeners of the show know, that I always play these recent Mario games with my now wife. And so once I saw that there was going to be co-op, I was completely sold on this game. Not that I wasn't before, but...
The problem is, you look at, like, some of the levels there... Like, I was struck in the press conference, they showed the video of, you know, one of those stages where you have the red and blue squares and...
And when you jump, it switches.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be impossible in co-op.
Yeah, it's going to be... Well, you could pick the other player up. This was in the little
like
developer
Mario.
Diary,
like
too. Yeah, so you, could, like, so you could do that to kind of just, like, coordinate, or I guess you just have to...
I think you would
really
have
do...
to. I mean, that would be really hard. Yeah, that would be something.
Do you think 3D, now that there's two four-player Mario series, do you think one will replace the other?
No, because they're very different games. You know, this is 3D, that one's 2D.
I mean, plus we already have, like, DLC coming for the 2D one, so I don't think you're going to...
That doesn't have four players.
Yeah, that's not multiplayer, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, it is? Oh,
it is?
It's four players. Yeah, it's Luigi, two Toads, and then you play as the Nabbit.
Oh, the Nabbit, that's right.
Oh, that's right. They did announce that.
Yeah, and he's invincible.
At first, they said it was one player, and then they announced that.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is good. But, but this is weird, because now we have the 2D Mario, we have this, like, sort of 3D Mario, and then at some point, you gotta think we're gonna get, like, a real 3D Mario.
Well, I mean,
you know,
this
like
is 3D. I mean, I wouldn't say this isn't 3D. It's definitely they showed some more open areas in there.
It's true. It's true,
but
it's still
not Galaxy.
It's not
Galaxy
64. But we already had two Galaxies.
Right. I'm not saying I need another Galaxy, but I'm just surprised that they're going to go this route and then delay the eventual, like, you know, the one that really makes people go, like,
yes,
freak out and go crazy. You know, like the really polished single-player 3D yeah. Mario. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Maybe they don't even know where they're going to take Mario next. I think we talked about it last week. You know, like,
we were hoping
you'd
go back to the castle.
Yeah, you know, because I don't think you can just do another sequel to Galaxy. So I think maybe they're stumped, and this is just sort of a little stopgap while they, you know, figure out what they do want to do next with Mario. Mm-hmm.
They kept growing and growing, and then they got to the point where they're in outer space, and where do you go from there?
They scaled it way back. They simplified it. And really, I've, you know, said that Super Mario 3D Land is my favorite game ever, and I stand by that. It's a really fantastic game, and I'm glad to see more like it. But you're right. I hope that, you know, EOD Tokyo is, I would argue, the best developer in the gaming industry right now. And I'm sure this is going to be great. And I'm sure whatever they make next, which will almost certainly be another 3D Mario game, will be great. And I hope we see something different from it.
Yep, absolutely. I'm also surprised they kept the 3D in the title. Is it from
too.
The 3DS? Now it doesn't really make sense on this. But
well, it's 3D
okay.
gameplay. And then Nintendo's totally going to retcon the old title into meaning that.
Right. I'm sure, yeah. Maybe to differentiate itself a little bit from the 2D Mario, I guess.
Well, you know, Grant Buell had a good suggestion on Twitter. He said if you put the hold up the gamepad so that it's like the same size as your TV screen and then cross your eyes, it'll be 3D.
maybe they're going to pack in the old red and blue 3D glasses.
There you go.
So then after that came our next new game announcement.
I'm not sure if you mentioned, Scott, that this is coming out in December, I think they announced.
Oh, yeah.
It
this
is,
year,
yes.
Which is great.
Which I thought was really surprising, because I figured they'd want to try and get this game especially out before Black Friday.
Oh,
I think they
yeah.
I think true. They're kind of, I would think they're kind of pushing the limit. Like it's going down to the wire. They need that extra few weeks of development time to get it all ready.
I'm sure that's what it is, but I just would have rathered it come out earlier than after.
I want
day.
It now.
Yeah, now would be great. But yeah, that's true, December. So yeah, they missed that date a little bit, but they still get it out in time for holiday season, so that'll be good. So yeah, and then the next game announcement was Mario Kart 8, which has new like hover vehicles. I mean, tracks look kind of crazy. It looks like something like out of F-Zero almost. A lot of like winding, like spinny loops and stuff like that. And it has 12 player online multiplayer, and it's coming in spring of 2014.
14.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
I don't care about this game at all. Yeah.
I'm guessing 2014 means quarter one 2014.
It means launch window
2014.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like Mario Kart Wii came out in April, so really, I think no later than that.
I mean, they didn't show gameplay. What we saw
they
was
did.
Like, well, not really. They showed.
I mean, you didn't see it from the perspective.
Cutscene. Okay, fine, but. You know, how's that going to work practically? When you're spinning around the track doing some loop-de-loop in an F-Zero like way, is the camera going to follow you around?
Yeah, if you read our impressions on the site you're right for,
I just got help.
The ground will always stay flat beneath you. It's not going to spin. Like, you will spin, but it'll stay oriented correctly.
Which I kind of find disappointing. I mean, if you're really going to spin it around like that, like you don't even notice it anymore. It's just kind of an alternate track route. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, there are a few places in the video where you could see, like, Bowser on, you know, being sideways, and then Luigi was underneath him upside down. So is that what this is going to be? Is it just a bunch of alternate routes around the same track? I don't know. It's just, look, Mario Kart hasn't excited me for years, and I'm going to need to see this one. I mean, it's on the show floor, right?
Yeah, that's why we have impressions of it, yeah.
And it'll
be at
you
just
Best
said
Buys.
That, yeah.
Oh,
sorry. So.
Isn't that
fine? Yeah. So you could go play it. Well, are they doing that in Alaska at all, Zach? Do you
no.
guys have Best Buys? Okay.
Oh, we have two Best Buys, but there are no demos here.
Two Best Buys in all of Alaska?
In Anchorage. So all of Alaska and Anchorage.
What's the nearest one to you, like in Canada, if you want to cross the border?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
I think you should just buy a plane ticket and, like, fly into Washington. And
you should have gone to E3.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to E3.
I'm not going back to that madhouse.
You were complaining all of last year.
Yes, I was.
But yeah, like Zach, I'm not too up or down on this. It's like, okay, cool, new Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick it up, but I didn't even get the Wii Mario Kart. And I got 7 and didn't really play much of it. So
I mean, what we should mention is that Iwata promised the most, I don't remember his wording, but the best online multiplayer that they've ever done.
Yeah.
And you remember
a lot
like,
of things.
Yeah, well, but I mean, like the I would argue that the best multiplayer online Nintendo's ever done is still Mario Kart Wii. So they're
for their
like,
consoles, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at it, you talk about using Miiverse, setting up tournaments. I mean, it sounds like the online could be really cool, and I think that's what would sell the game, and not necessarily, ooh, the hover cars.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that would sell me. So we'll see what happens. And then after that came. Two games I do not care about. I'm sure I'm not alone. Wii Party U. It's like a big giant board game. There's 80 mini games, and it comes out in October this year.
I believe Mario Party 9 comes out this year as well.
That was last year, wasn't it?
Oh, not Mario Party 9. Mario Party 3DS.
That Maybe. Will be this year, I think.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
I just want this one because I actually want a party game for my Wii U.
The thing is,
that's true.
I don't think Nintendo
Land.
Do
you have Nintendo Land? Oh, okay.
I need something new because my friends and I, we've exhausted what we can do with Nintendo Land at this point.
I got it.
Well, I would say, like, to me, this game looks interesting and it looks cool. I just don't really have anyone to play it with.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure there's not going to be online play.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, that kind of kills it right there. Yeah, do not care. Don't get the Wii Party series at all. Just does not interest me. I don't like that this is a recurring series. Why wouldn't you just make another Mario Party game?
They are.
Well, yeah. That's basically what it is.
It's true. Yeah, that's what it is, just without any of the recognizable characters or locations or the cachet of a Mario Party title.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
yeah, I'm not sure the Wii brand is as strong as it used to be.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, Wii Party, is that the one that, no, that was Wii Play? What was the one that came with the Wii remote and that's the only
Wii
reason
Play.
Anyone bought it?
That was Wii Play, yes.
Okay, yeah, that was great. So then we had Wii Fit U, nothing shown from it, but
that's weird that just... nothing was shown.
I can't, yeah, that's surprising.
It was playable last year.
You know, honestly, I'll take it, because do I really want to waste any time, even if it's 30 seconds, with just, like, someone, either, like, a paid model, or even just, like, the trainer in the game doing, like, crunches, or, like, a yoga pose? Like, I know what this game is.
We did see a little bit of the trainer.
Well, yeah, we'll get there, which is amazing. But, so now it's delayed to December. He says they want to work on more. I think, I didn't really understand, but I think with, like, the stuff outside the game, like, the little, like, pedometer that's going to come with it, and, like, that kind of stuff.
It sounds kind of interesting. I mean, I may even pick it up. You know, I've got, I had the original Wii Fit, and I have the balance board around here, so, I mean, I might get this, depending on what else is shown of it.
Yeah, I'd be into it. Yeah, I mean, I liked the first Wii Fit, and even Plus, so it just has to be different and be, like, fully featured and really feel like a good workout accompaniment.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we need to see more, but I guess this wasn't the right venue for that.
Yeah.
They're adding Jazzercise.
Ooh, sign me up.
So then next came Art Academy. Two versions. We're going to eventually get a full Art Academy game. I don't think any particular date was given on that. It sounds like sometime next year, probably. But there will be a Miiverse-only version that's going to release separately that'll allow you to just draw all kinds of nonsense and then, like, post it to Miiverse.
Which I think is awesome, because the art is probably my favorite part of Miiverse, and if you give people more tools, I mean, you look at the amazing things they've done with the very simple tools that are there now, I can't wait to see what happens.
Right, with different, like, colors and, like, shading and being able to, like, really erase things and style things. It's going to be really amazing. The only thing it loses is it doesn't post as the post itself. It's like you post text and then it's like a screenshot attached to it. So you're going to have to like actually open the Miiverse post and then click the picture to see
it. They should fix that.
That takes like an extra second. Not
well, yeah, but I'm not going to go out of my way to like look at these things. It's nice to just throw on like your Wii U, leave the War Plaza for like 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden these amazing drawings start showing up. Like, I'm not going to go around and like click. And then you don't even know what you're going to get. You can just get something shitty.
It's a second that you shouldn't have to use. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may only be a second, but it shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, I think they should just let you post the pictures directly.
I wonder if it'll be a free update to Miiverse.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't say. He said there would be, like, discussion about, like, pricing and release dates
later
on.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know yet.
So, I don't know. They could definitely make some money off it, though, so I don't think they'll release it for free. I mean, just do it for, like, $3 or $4, and I think they'll definitely make some money on it. Because people love drawing shit on Miiverse.
Yep.
So then after that, we got a third-party sizzle reel featuring, and I've got them all listed here, Assassin's Creed 4, the two Batman games, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Director's Cut, which we got a press release from Square Enix today, and that's coming to PS3 and 360 now.
Yeah, but it's also free on PS Plus right now, so...
Well, the original is, but the Director's Cut's coming to all those platforms supporting the Smart Glass and supporting Vita, PS3 crossplay. Yeah. So... Whoops.
You shouldn't be surprised.
Well, and there's your reason for why the game hasn't come out yet. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It was scheduled to come out, in May? And then
suffered
it just
the same fate as Rayman Legends.
Exactly, yeah. It just sort of fell off the map, and there you go. They're going to develop it for other platforms and release it at once. So, wah-wah. Then we had Disney Infinity, Just Dance, whatever iteration.
2014.
It did say 2014 was the label.
Oh, is that what they're going with?
Yep.
It's a working title, I'm sure.
Rayman Legends, Scribblenauts Unmasked, Disney Planes, Shin Megami Tensei 4, Skylanders, Splinter Cell, Sonic, and Watch Dogs.
Now, the Disney Planes thing, that just tells me they have no other third-party games.
Yeah,
and
it's like...
to resort to that.
Honestly, it was kind of a depressing, you know, disappointing sizzle reel.
Here's a bunch of shit you already know about, here's some stuff you don't care about at all.
I don't think there was anything in that we didn't already know about.
No, I don't believe so.
Hold on now, Disney Planes... Let's not.
Well, that was a bombshell, you know. Who could have foreseen that?
That made the direct for me.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing exciting. Like, that finished, and I was just like, well, okay. They just, like, reaffirmed what we knew was already
coming.
There's
good stuff there.
That 3DS Batman game looks good.
It does. And like, some of those Ubisoft games look good. You know, it's not all bad, but it's nothing surprising and kind of thin. You know, it was disappointing.
Luckily, they didn't spend much time on any of it. It was just like, here's like a 1 minute little, you know, sizzle reel.
Here's the four or five companies who are still kind of loyal to us.
I think that's a high estimate right there.
Yeah, that might be.
50% of these games are made by Ubisoft.
That's right. So then after that, we had the eShop sizzle reel, which showed Ballpoint Universe, Cloudberry Kingdom, Coaster Crazy, which looks terrible, the DuckTales HD release, the Dungeons & Dragons game, Mutant Muds Deluxe, which was so lame to put that in there. It comes out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Oddworld, Scrum Kitty. I think Scrum Kitty.
Well, that looked cool. If I remember.
It did. I said when I was watching the press conference, I literally out loud said, I don't know what that is, but I want it.
Yeah, it did. A couple of these looked interesting. I thought the Ballpoint Universe.
It does.
Amazing.
Yeah, that looked cool too. This is not a bad little lineup, you know.
No, but it's just like when you don't know anything about the games, like, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, these exist, but these are things I wouldn't mind you telling me about.
I'm more impressed by this sizzle reel than the previous sizzle reel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Shovel Knight, and then Spin the Bottle, which I do not know what that is.
That looks
so weird. And then a World of Keflings game, or some kind of Keflings game.
Gelflings.
The sizzle reel reminded me most of the PS4 sizzle reel for their indie games, except those I'll get for free with PS Plus.
That is true. Some interesting stuff there.
I'm looking forward to the Oddworld remake, because I really like the original.
Yeah, I never played any of those games, but I'll probably check it out because I hear great things. So that was the eShop stuff. Nothing earth-shattering, but some cool-looking stuff. Stuff I would not have minded if they'd slowed down to talk about and stretched this thing out to an hour instead of 40 minutes, but oh well. I'm sure we've got impressions of some of these things probably on the floor from the people who are at E3, so you can look forward to those. Then we moved on to Wind Waker HD, which looks amazing.
Which does. Mm-hmm. Really, it kind of looks the same with Bloom. Doesn't it look kind of the same?
Like, you are really overestimating, your mind is really overestimating what Wind Waker looked like.
No, I just recently played Wind Waker. It looks wonderful, but when I hear HD remake, I think it's going to look like the textures are going to be amazing. And
well, I mean, the textures are good. I think it looks as good as it can look within the art style that Wind Waker uses.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's true. I was just, I don't know.
It just looks so crisp now. It really looks like...
I know. It does.
It just looks like... It really just looks like a hand-drawn cartoon
They improve the textures. I mean, it's
better, like, though.
Well, they're improving it, apparently.
And then they're apparently not getting, they're getting rid of the Tingle Tuner, and now you're just going to be able to get messages from Miiverse.
They're kind of integrating Miiverse. Cool, yeah, that kind of looks interesting to me.
I mean, just, I think I would enjoy just walking along one of the shores of one of the islands, and there's just this bottle sitting in the sand, and
you can
open it up, and there's a message from a friend or something.
And it's all, like, horribly written English from a Japanese person, like, in the clip. Like, what was it, like, a grandma's smile is
healing?
Grandma's
smile is healing, yeah.
Is a healing? Yeah, I was like, what does that even mean?
And you can speed up the boat, which is
okay.
Awesome.
That
yeah, that's
nice.
Huge.
But are you still going to have to play the Ballad of the Wind, like, a million times?
I'm not sure.
That,
I mean, if they were smart, you could just, like, if they were smart, you would be able to just, like, swipe the touchscreen to change the wind.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But no, I mean, I'll buy it because Wind Waker's, like, in my top five, but...
I haven't played it in a while. I'm interested in playing it. I will definitely pick this up.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we don't know a price yet, right? I mean, we don't know it'll be $60.
This is
now,
Nintendo.
It would
it's going to
be cool.
$60.
It would be cool if they threw in those two dungeons that they'd removed.
Well, that would definitely be worth
it. There was stuff they couldn't talk about yet. So.
I would assume that even if they're not adding the dungeons, they're at least going to streamline the Triforce on.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Boy, people hate that Triforce on. I kind of like it because it forces you to go out and do ocean stuff. Ocean stuff.
That's not the fun stuff.
Oh. I just don't like visiting Tingle every time you get one and paying him 500 rupees.
Yeah, that's true. And that game is coming out in October. So.
Yeah.
So October's looking like a pretty good month for the Wii U. So then next we had Wonderful 101, which still looks, I think, very good, and I'm excited for this. We've got the official release date of September 15th, and it features 5-player co-op. I don't know if we knew that before.
No,
but that's
we didn't.
Pretty amazing.
That is new.
It looks, I mean, like this game was the first game I played at E3 last year. Okay, back when it was called Project P100. And based on what I played and what I saw in these screenshots, this game has seen significant improvement since then. They've really, you know, fleshed out the touch controls and what you can do with them.
It looks confusing to me, but it looks good.
It's less confusing than I remember it being last year.
Okay.
Well, then that's an improvement. So that's good. That's good to know that they just haven't been sitting on it. That, like, this time has gone, been spent well and helped the game. So that's cool. And yeah, it looks neat. Like, this is the first trailer I think that really, like, sold me on the game and made me think I'm going to buy this for sure.
Hmm.
I was always intrigued by it, but I just never really knew anything about it, I guess. And this is the first one where I was like, oh yeah, this looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. So. It looks wild. It looks like a platinum game.
Yep, there you go. And we'll get another one of those in a minute. But first, we have Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
This one is such a tragedy.
This is kind of divisive, actually.
It's awesome and it's awful and it's in different ways. If you can take the fact that Retro made it out of it, it looks amazing.
Well, see, that's probably the sad thing.
It looks like the last one. It looks exactly like it.
It looks better. It looks a lot sharper.
I mean, really,
there's some fur now. You're right. They have fur.
The last one was pretty damn good looking for a Wii game.
I disagree.
For a Wii game, it looks
good. I think
good.
That game doesn't look very good.
But this one looks really good, and it does share the same art style, but I think it looks good. It looks sharp. Seems to run really fast, and I like the stuff with, like, the dynamic camera angles, like, shifting around all throughout the stage to show you, like, different angles and show you, like, jumping through barrels and stuff. That stuff's cool. The Return of Dixie, I'm all about that. That's cool.
I think I read somewhere that there's another character.
Yeah,
possibly,
they haven't announced yet, they said.
Ooh. As long as it's not Baby Kong, I'm fine with that.
It's gonna be Lanky Kong.
What was his name? Was it Kitty Kong? Was that his name?
Yeah, I think it was Kitty Kong.
Kitty Kong
was in 64.
Yeah, and I think it was literally just Baby Kong.
Yeah,
I don't remember that very well.
They're like the same characters.
Come on, it's gonna be Lanky
Kong.
Same
as Donkey
you know
Kong.
It.
Lanky
is
Kong,
Lanky
yeah.
Kong the one that does the? I want the fast.
It's the one with the long arms.
Yeah. But anyway, enough of the Donkey Kong
family
tree.
Hold on. The real thing that makes me sad is that, according to Neil, Retro had the option of making either a Metroid game or this, and they chose this.
Well, after what Metroid just went through with the last iteration, they probably made the right move.
I mean, honestly,
they could have made a good Metroid, but that's not even the tragic part. The tragic part is they were given a choice. Nobody said to them, as far as we know, do your own thing for once. What can you come up with?
They didn't say they didn't. I mean, like, maybe they wanted to do one of the two things. They really didn't elaborate on that point. They said, we didn't know what we wanted to do. That doesn't mean Nintendo was forcing it on them.
Okay. Yeah, but it is a little disappointing from the the side that, like, we thought Retro was working on some new IP something like just sort of a little more epic. Like, I'm going to love this game. I think Donkey Kong Country Returns is the best of the 2D platformers on Wii.
Yeah, I called it the best 2D platformer of the last 20 years. I mean, I love that game.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy it. But yeah, this isn't what you were expecting from Retro. Love it. I'm going to really enjoy the game, but I was hoping for something more.
We had built up Retro's game to be so much. I mean, this is our fault, really, to a degree, for building up Retro's game so much, for painting it as the savior of E3 and thinking of it as the game that was going to change everything. I mean, some of this is, to a degree, our fault for having too high expectations, but still, it's disappointing.
I'm going to wait until it comes out on 3DS.
Well, this one actually has button controls. You can play it on the gamepad, so you don't have to wait to the 3DS.
Yeah, that is
which
shocking.
Is so nice. Yeah.
Although at E3, it's being demoed with a nunchuck, and you have to...
If you play co-op, that's what you need to do.
We move on, I just wanted to mention the music. They got David Wise, who composed the original Donkey Kong Country. He's back.
Which is great. The music was the best part of the old Donkey Kong Countries.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the music in this one will be even more similar to the music in the original.
Well, the first one was like remixes of the old one. This one is hopefully new stuff in the same style.
I think this will be more original, and it's going to allude to the old stuff rather than just remixing.
I was being a sarcastic ass.
You're very good at that, Zach.
I know.
But this is, it's weird because what does this make of the rumor that for E3 last year we saw so much of Nintendo Land because Retro's game wasn't ready? So is this what they were going to show last year?
Well, I mean, there's a popular fan theory going around right now.
Didn't they show the 3DS version last year?
No, they
of Donkey Kong Country? No?
That came out in direct.
Okay.
Retro has hired a lot of people in recent years, and a game like this really wouldn't take that big of a team. So there's the hope, I suppose, that there's a second team at Retro that's doing something else that we may see next year or something.
Sure. Maybe this is just to get a little cash in the coffers and move on to something different.
It'd be good for that. It'd be something quick and easy to get out for the end of this year. And it's coming out in November.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I'm going to have to pick between this and You Party? Man.
Choices.
You will be up all night, Zach, with that decision. So next we had Bayonetta 2 with no fewer than like 5 obnoxious crotch shots on like right out of the gate.
I still have no idea how that game plays.
Me neither. Gameplay, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it looks pretty frantic. I never played the first one.
Scott, you should track it down just to play it for 15 minutes and your jaw will be on the floor.
I mean, it's platinum, so heck, I'm interested.
It is the most platinum game.
Yeah. I mean, I just love going from, like, Donkey Kong and, like, Wonderful 101, Wind Waker HD, and then, like, you just cut to this, like, just total, like, balls to the wall, just nonsense cutscene with, just, like, gratuitous shots of, like, vagina and ass, and, like, her clothes are falling off if she's using more powers, and, like, it's just, like, it's unbelievable that
this is being published by Nintendo.
And that they put it in their, like,
and Nintendo went out of their way to make sure they had this game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, supposedly maybe, like, partly funded it, or,
Oh, they did partly fund it. That's why, like, they Platinum has said, when people ask him, is this going to be on other platforms, like, you're going to have to ask Nintendo that.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
And what's amazing, Scott, is that Bayonetta is more covered up in this sequel. In the trailer, anyway, than she was in the first game.
Well, it's just a trailer, This is the Nintendo. Conference. They have some standards of decency. You gotta wait to see the actual
game. It's a
family
show.
Zach, how do you feel about the haircut? Short hair versus long hair? What are your thoughts?
I think she looks okay with short hair. She always had kind of that librarian look to her.
I know. It's like she's just slowly turning more and more into, like, Tina Fey.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
I have no problem with that.
Not anywhere but below the neck. But, yeah, it just she's got that look going right now. So it comes out in 2014, and it came out a little bit after the Direct that there will be a co-op mode, a two-player mode.
Yeah, that's kind of
crazy.
Cool.
I don't know if it's local, online, or what, but it's pretty interesting.
It's Platinum, so it might be online.
Right, yeah.
It's not being developed internally by Nintendo, so there's a chance it'll be online.
There's a good chance, yeah, absolutely. So that's exciting. So we'll see what happens, but it looks good. for what it is. So
it does.
Then next came the game I'm most excited about, which is X by Monolith Soft, the sort of sequel, possible sequel to Xenoblade Chronicles, which is my favorite like RPG of the past however many years. I don't even know. Since Chrono Trigger, maybe? It's so good.
Damn.
Do you think X will be the final name of this game, or are they going to...
No,
it's going to be Xeno something.
Yeah, they keep stressing that it's a working title in different things. So no,
I didn't hear them say that today, so...
Yeah, I saw it somewhere that it was still listed as working title. But, yeah, looks great. Huge, like, open-world game that you're supposed to, apparently, just be able to, like, seamlessly go from, like, one area to the other.
I don't get what the point is of this game. I mean, they've shown a lot of, like, oh, you can go anywhere and fight big things, but it's like, what is... Like, it almost right now seems like a Monster Hunter clone, albeit a really good-looking...
cool-looking, though.
I mean, yeah, but...
Well, if you take Xenoblade and look at the open-world segments and just do a montage shot of all that, wouldn't you have that same feeling?
Right, I was going to say...
I guess that's true, but I mean, that's all we've seen so far. We've seen Big Macs, and we've seen fighting big monsters with Big Macs.
Well, there's some city stuff, like, you see them, like, in a very urban environment, like a city, like a downtown area,
More, but it's like, I really don't know what to make of this game so far.
Right, I think, I'm sure the story and stuff is still being ironed out, and I don't think this is the environment where you really want to, like, show a story trailer for this kind of game, so I think it was more just
I think with the show they had this year, it wouldn't have hurt.
But I think they just want to give you an idea of, like, scope and the types of things you'll be doing and seeing, and I'm sure we'll get more of that stuff later, but I'm not worried about it at all. I don't think it'll be, like, a Monster Hunter clone, and like Patrick said, the stuff out on the field with huge monsters and stuff felt just like Xenoblade Chronicles did. So I'm into it. I'm excited. Who doesn't like mechs? I like that they didn't say mechs. Is that word, like, copyrighted by someone? Like, no. Iwata was,
what,
like...
What did they call them? The human robot?
Human-shaped robots.
Humanoid robot, yeah.
Because that rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Like, I don't... That was just funny. He said it several times. It was very bizarre. And then even, like, I think Nintendo of America tweeted that exact phrase.
Maybe, like, that's, like, the English translation of mech.
Yeah, maybe. That's just a translation thing. Although you would think NOA would at least have something more Americanized if that were the case.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. And yeah, that comes out in 2014. And then after this, we had the big reveal. We knew it was coming, but it was still exciting to see. And we got some character reveals. It was Smash Brothers, yes. Both on 3DS and Wii U. What do you guys think, first off, just about the 3DS art style?
I like it.
I'm okay with it.
It works, right? Like, it doesn't look great, but I mean, considering it's the 3DS and the speed that game runs at, like, I'm okay with this sort of, like, cartoony, sort of, like, cel-shaded
I think it's working
it's so
within
early,
the...
They can fix anything now.
It's working within the limitations of the resolution of the 3DS screen.
Right.
If you made it all detailed, because the 3DS has power sort of like a Wii. I mean, it could handle the detailed graphics, it's just you couldn't really appreciate them on that screen.
Right, and you don't want to risk any slowdown at all. That's not a game that you can have slowdown. So, yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I mean, do you guys remember what the original Smash Brothers looked like on N64?
Oh, I got it the Wii Virtual Console. It looks
like each character is like
so
six polygons.
Bad.
So bad. But, you know, they did it just so it would run well, and I think it's the same approach here. But, yeah, but then it quickly shifted to the Wii U version, which was much appreciated and never went back to the 3DS. And it looks really great.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, watching it, it's kind of like, okay, I'm not really, like, sold on this. I mean, I'll buy it. It's Smash Brothers. But, you know, I don't really play competitively that much. I don't have as many friends around anymore who play. So that's, like, not as high on it as I would have been, like, 10 years ago, probably.
Well, ideally, the online's going to work this time.
Well, that's true. No talk about that. I think there was a little developer thing later.
Yeah, I just jinxed it. It's going to be worse than Brawl now because I said that.
So it is impossible. So I don't know if it came up later, if they confirmed it'll be in there or not. But I guess we know it is because there's supposed to be crossplay between the 3DS and the Wii U version, aren't there?
And I mean, you got
something.
He's, like, Sakurai's working with, was it Namco?
Yeah.
He's working with a team that's experienced with fighting games that I think has experience with putting fighting games online.
Yeah.
Sakurai's last game was Kid Icarus, and that had really great
online.
That's true, it did.
So I can't see this not being online.
But for whatever reason, like, Nintendo's had no problem with online, like, in its handhelds. Like,
true.
But it just has not translated that well to consoles for
whatever
reason.
They haven't done much with online on consoles. I mean, like, they just haven't released that many games. Although, they've released games that could have been online, but weren't.
Right, exactly. So, the first announcement we got was the villager from Animal Crossing will be in the game. It's kind of cute.
I was upset when he wasn't in Brawl. I mean, like, this was a character that was rumored going into Brawl, and it never happened. I'm surprised.
And they even had, like, an Animal Crossing level in that game, didn't they?
They did, yeah, Smashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, but he's in this one. He's got his little net and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of cute. And then the best thing for me was the Mega Man reveal.
Yeah, the real reveal after that.
Yeah. That was awesome. I love that it went on. You know, it was like a full minute of Mega Man.
Yeah,
footage.
they didn't half-ass that. I mean, they went in with it. They really did it right, which...
I wonder how you switch up his powers.
Yeah, he had so many, I was going to say. How do you access all of that?
I mean, that might hint at maybe an expanded kind of power and abilities for the
That's
new
true.
Game
yeah,
for
it's
everybody.
Like
that might be
just,
that might be for everybody.
Right, it's gonna be more than just B, up B, down B, left B, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, is everyone gonna have
Which,
more?
Which I'm not sure I would like. I think part of the appeal of Smash Brothers is its relative simplicity.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as an aside, I think the cutscenes for the game look really amazing. Like for all that Mega Man footage, that's obviously footage from like whatever. What was it? The Space Emissary? Is that what
you
it was called?
I think so. I think that was probably made just for the
way.
Show. Oh, yeah.
That's all that remains of Mega Man Legends 3.
No, that's for sure going to be in the game in like the story mode in some way. Oh, but like maybe. I was impressed with the detail. I mean, they went like very serious looking on the characters. Like when they're all fighting Mega Man, like Link, like his hair, like you can like see strands of his like hair, and like Donkey Kong looks like really like kind of hairy and ape-like. Like they. It's really detailed, those cuts. I mean, they're just cutscenes. They're CGI. It's not like it's in-game engine for that stuff, but I still was impressed with how, like, lifelike they look.
I think the best scene in that whole thing was when Mega Man, he threw two, like, Ninja Star Shuriken razor blade things.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Mario, like, dove back, and it did the slow motion
Matrix.
With the coins flying out.
And then, like, they slam into Link's shield. Yeah. It looks really good.
I mean,
and it switches to the Wily stage music, which is the best music of any game ever.
By the way,
and then it ends
see...
with the yellow devil. I thought that was great. I wonder if that'll be, like, in this subspace emissary mode as
a
boss.
A boss from one of the... Which Mega Man game is that from, Zach?
It's from 1 and 3.
Yeah, it's one of the
See,
four.
At first,
sorry,
at
four.
First I got
one
really
four.
Scared. I thought this was a Pac-Man gonna be like wasn't Pac-Man in one of those other fighting games.
I still
like
think
big...
I think Pac-Man's likely. We didn't see him here,
I think
there's a good chance he's still gonna be in there
with the Namco.
But I mean, Mega Man is the one we all wanted. Mega Man is like if you could add one third party character beyond what we already had, it's Mega Man.
And he's been rumored for like the past 8 games. So like, yeah, he's gonna come in. And then we got the reveal later on another new character, the Wii Fit trainer of all characters.
I'm gonna use her every time. She's gonna be my main character. It's gonna be great.
Did you guys watch the like announcement video?
Yeah,
that
was so great.
It's so good. Did you get to see it, Zach? I know you're at work. You need to track it down
so
as soon
funny.
As we're done. Like it looks like a clip from just normal Wii Fit, like the yoga trainers, you know, she's doing the yoga and then it zooms out from the TV screen and it's Link, Mario and Kirby. Doing yoga. And then the trainer just comes up from behind them and just like knocks them out, like just sends them all flying. And then it shows her doing all her like different moves and stuff.
The best part about that is the three of them are trying to do the tree pose, I think.
And they're like
tree.
Falling over.
They can't do it.
It's really good. It's really funny.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty amazing. That's a funny reveal. A lot of people angry about that. Like as
Why
if it costs.
Why would you be angry about that?
Yeah, like as if it costs another
Great.
Character spot. I mean, like they can put as many characters
There's
in there
no
as they
limit.
Want.
They can do whatever they want.
I hope they put the male trainer in there too, just to piss people off.
That would be good.
Well, they might do both, like interchangeable. I read somewhere, like maybe the villager you could select. Rather than
yeah,
maybe,
like a different costume
swap,
or something.
Costumes would be a great addition to the series.
Well, they always have different color palettes you can switch to. So,
but
I would
mean,
think
like more sophisticated than that.
Yeah.
Like you could, like if you play as Mario, you could switch to Dr. Mario, like because he used to be playable. But he's would be a waste of a slot. But I mean,
here's something I thought about, and I think they'll for sure do this: is DLC characters. Right?
They're doing
I mean, why
it for
wouldn't
Killer
they?
Instinct.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you go ahead and, like, pull in all these old characters? Don't put them in the main game. Like, maybe they don't work anymore. Don't waste time on them. But later down the road, let people buy them for $5 if they want, you know? Bring Dr. Mario back or any other sort of, like, fringe, you know? Bring Rob back or anyone, you know?
That's
Mr.
Right. Rob was in the game.
I'm pulling for Dr. Kawashima's head.
Yeah. Any of, you know.
He'll be the new giant hand bat boss at the end.
But, yeah, I think we'll see some DLC characters in that game's future.
Yeah, cool. I would not be surprised.
I still want to know how the connectivity works between the two games.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I doubt they even know yet. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, I mean, what is the reason? Why would I buy the 3DS version at all? That's what they need to tell me.
The thing is, right.
I think I read somewhere there was exclusive stages, maybe?
Oh,
yeah, there are exclusive stages. But honestly, they said 2014. This game, to me, is coming in 2015. They're aiming for 2014. It's going to come in 2015.
I think it gets pushed back to, like, 2015.
I think this is like Brawl. Brawl was originally coming December of 2007, got pushed back to March, and I think the same thing is going to happen here.
I could see it. I could definitely see it.
Realistically, this game hasn't been in development that long, because Kid Icarus only finished up last February, March. Yeah. So...
Right, so it's only been a year, yeah.
A year and a
if it's couple yeah, months. if it is 2014, it's very late 2014.
Yeah, and they didn't show a ton. I mean, I don't know if it was playable on the show floor or not. So I don't
I
know how much.
I really don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't.
They were
didn't...
playing it on the show floor. I think they had like it was like a special Sakurai brought it along and just had it set up. There's videos of online of them playing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to see like how much is there, how many characters are playable, and like how many levels are available, and that might be a good way to kind of gauge how far along they are. Obviously, a demo build would even already be behind where they are now, but I mean, all they showed. Go ahead.
Was the trainer beating people up?
Nice. Well, as I say, apart from like the three character announcements, all we really got of like the recurring cast was like Mario, Donkey Kong, Star Fox. Like a few others, you know, it really wasn't even like a fleshed out cast yet. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I'm excited for this game. I'm looking forward to it, but I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right.
And so that was it. Then there was some 3DS stuff on the floor they didn't talk about in the direct. I think we've got official names now for the Link to the Past sequel. A link between worlds. And then we've got Yoshi's New Island instead of Yoshi's Island, like 2 or anything like that. Kind of like following along with the like new Super Mario Brothers.
Donkey Kong
titling,
Country Returns. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there was that stuff. And I think that was about it for Nintendo.
I wanted to ask, why do you guys think Yarn Yoshi didn't show up? What happened to that game?
I'm sure it's not even...
Honestly, I completely forgot it existed until you mentioned it just now.
Even in the direct,
they showed footage of it in that direct.
Barely, and
it was
like a
really
few screenshots.
Footage, yeah.
It was like a few screenshots, and I think like Yoshi ate a Shy Guy or
something. That didn't seem like a game that was that far out. I thought that was going to be coming this year, but apparently not.
I wouldn't be surprised if that title was scrapped.
I mean, that was that direct where they were kind of, like, just grasping at straws, and they were like, yeah, look,
Nintendo
we got
can't afford to cancel games at this point.
And we're doing Wind Waker!
Yeah.
They just threw out, like, 10 different things, see what sticks, cancel their...
Yeah,
I mean, they could have done that. I mean...
They need games. It doesn't matter what they are.
Or, you know, maybe they look, they say, well, we've already got Donkey Kong coming, we've got this 3D Mario coming, like, we don't
need... And a Yoshi's Island on 3DS.
Right, we don't need this right now, like, let's put this on the back burner.
It hasn't stopped them before.
It's true. But I think we'll see it next year. I don't think they would show that and then just, like, kill it. Like JP said, they're not going to, like, announce a game and then just gut it. So
everyone started calling it Yarn Yoshi, and Nintendo was like, well, we gotta give up on that one now.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll do it. We've already gone a little long here, so I think we'll just have to save our talk for Xbox and PlayStation for another time so I can edit this and get it up in a timely manner. But that was good stuff. We'll definitely talk about it on next week's usual show. So yeah, this will be it for this week. I don't think we'll be doing anything else. I know we're not doing a regular show for Saturday, so unless some other bombshells show up later in E3 for some reason, this will be it for this week. So email us at connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. Tell us what you thought about the Nintendo Direct. More than likely, you probably thought negatively about it, because most people seem to think that way.
I want to say, it's easy to look at it negatively if you're thinking of what it could have been. And I mean, if you look at it that way, it definitely is negative. But they get a solid lineup there. They get a decent amount of games, and I mean, there's a lot I'm looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think so. It was a little bit of a bummer to see how much was coming next year. But then on like the flip side, I was surprised it things we didn't even know about that were still coming this year, like the 3D Mario and Donkey Kong Country and stuff like that. So, we'll just see what happens. But let us know what you thought, and I guess we will talk to you guys then next week. So, we'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.